Welcome to Weekly Code Quickies. I'm your host and founder, NorbertBM. And in today's topic, we take a look at 10 tips for making you a better web developer, basically helping you become more productive. These are 10 productivity tips for you to become a better web developer. So jumping in straight away into tip number one, which is going to be set clear goals. Define a clear objective for you and your project before diving into the coding. Having a clear roadmap helps you stay focused and organized. At the beginning of my coding career, I would find myself often chasing after bugs and features that wouldn't have the highest priority for that project at the moment. So this would lead me to constantly losing time, precious time that is, and making little to no progress in my project. This brings me to my second tip, which is use version control. Now, employ version control systems like Git to track changes to your code. This ensures collaboration, easy rollback, and safety net for experimentation, of course. I can't emphasize enough how often version control saved me from messing up. Having a way to look back at the previous version of my code and having access to it via GitHub from everywhere in the world made a big difference in my career at the beginning and also in current days. So this brings me to tip number three, which is learn keyboard shortcuts. This is such an obvious thing. Mastering keyboard shortcuts for your code editor can significantly speed up your workflow. Investing time to learn and incorporate this into your daily routine will make you such a faster coder. For me, for example, opening, closing, and navigating between my Visual Studio Code tabs is something that I use on a daily basis. And I just cannot see myself going back to clicking everywhere. Of course, okay, when you're watching my YouTube channel and see me code, or you're taking some of my courses, you will see me click around because it will be just too fast for a student. Okay, tip number four, automate repetitive tasks. Again, a no-brainer, identify repetitive tasks and automate them. With scripts or use task runners like Gulp or Grunt to streamline processes like minification, compilation, and testing, of course. I made a little script for Git to add, commit, and push. For example, I made little code snippets for Emmet, or using Emmet, for different JavaScript functionalities like get, day of birth, and many more. Now, consider what you're using more often and try to automate it. Now, tip number five, embrace modular coding. Break down your code into small module components. This makes it easier to manage, update, and debug your code, of course. Tools like Webpack can help bundle and manage those modules efficiently. Now, a small disclaimer. It will lead to more code when you do this, but also higher redundancy. And it is recommended to do this for larger projects, meaning you shouldn't start creating modules for small applications. And I also got more deeper into this subject in my upcoming course, where we built 10 financial applications using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And I clearly show you where modules in JavaScript are just too much code. And sometimes they help, but the project needs to be at that level. Okay, so let's jump into tip number six, which is keep code dry. And I don't mean do not drink anything. I just mean don't repeat yourself. Keep code dry. Avoid duplicating code. Create reusable functions, modules, which brings me back to modules, which brings me back to create little code snippets for functions or components to maintain a clean and efficient code base. Now, speaking about components, for all of you framework users, I believe this is a no-brainer for you. You know how valuable this can be, but for all of you who do not use a framework or didn't use it until now, and you're still around HTML, CSS, and JavaScript only, which by all means, it's not bad, but please try out one of those frameworks. And this is one of those, trust me, bros. We're going to build a component and reuse it also in multiple projects. You will see the efficiency of it. So let's jump into tip number seven, which is utilize integrated development environments or IDEs. Now, I use Visual Studio Code. Visual Studio Code is not a full-fledged IDE. Visual Studio is a full-fledged IDE. Visual Studio Code is, well, it has multiple add-ons which can make it to a full-fledged IDE. But the beauty about it that is that you can install whatever extension you need, and the rest of them you can just throw them away And on the other side, Visual Studio just gives you everything and it's just overwhelming. Now there are multiple IDEs like Atom and JetBrains and JetBrains WebStorm. So choose the one you prefer and use it. Don't use Notepad. Whoever uses Notepad in our days, or Notepad++, that's actually better. Okay, let's jump into tip number 8. Stay up to date with tools and libraries. Now, regularly update your knowledge of the latest tools, frameworks, and libraries in the web development ecosystem. This ensures you are using the most efficient and up-to-date solutions. Now, how to do that? Well, the best way to do that is to stay subscribed to my channel. So go ahead and subscribe right now. And this brings me to tip number 9. Avoid burnout by taking regular breaks. So practice regular breaks. Short breaks can help refresh your mind, improve focus, and prevent fatigue during long coding sessions. Now, a tip that helps me a lot is just to stand up and go to the window, or go on the balcony, and look as far as I can. Because the problem with your eyes is that if you focus them on a specific distance, you're going to mess up your eyes. So you need to train your eyes to look far and near. And believe me, take those regular breaks. Also, if you go to the doctor that is going to look at your eyes, he's going to tell you the same thing. You need to practice your eye muscles to also look in the far. So take a 10, 15, 20 minute break and just look as far as you can, into the future if you can even. And now let's go to tip number 10, which is utilize online resources and communities. Leverage your online resource, forums, and developer communities. Websites like Stack Overflow, GitHub, and various forums are excellent for problem solving. Share knowledge and learn new technologies from other developers. Now, nowadays with AI, or nowadays just 2 years old, AI can help, but believe me, AI can only help. AI can only give you information that you can process. Now, this is very important to understand, information that you can process. It cannot give you the truth. It cannot solve problems. It can only show you different solutions, and you should. It's like an opinion. If someone gives you an opinion, you should take that opinion, listen to his opinion, and then make what you want out of it. Meaning, take it with a grain of salt and apply it to where it fits. Remember, productivity is a personal journey, and it's crucial to find balance that works for you. Experiment with different strategies and adopt that one that aligns with your workflow and your performance. So with this being said, I'm Norbert Bien. Wish you a productive day and catch you next time. Bye-bye. Don't forget to subscribe. Stay cool. Bye-bye.